you think the format of the 20 minute beatbox PA where you come up with just a mic and do your thing, do you think that's kind of fading away now?
It's all dependent on how you approach it, how you approach the stage. Like, I've done shows on my run that were like in the middle of a top 40 Billboard dance club, you know what I mean? I mean, I would switch up the stuff that I would do just to accommodate to them, you know, like I would rock a little more reggaeton and reggae and in the top 40 songs.
So,
but, you know, like it gets to a point where they start thinking I'm a DJ at that point, you know? But it's really just trying to hold on to the crowd and it's also a challenge because it's a different approach, a different type of setup, because it's not like a setup where it's like you're watching, you know, a person after a person after a person. It's like, here I come, you want to stop the music, listen to me, you know? And I mean, so far it's been successful, so I've been really happy with the turnaround on those.
Okay, well, how have you been finding Europe? Are there any shows that particularly stand out?
Yeah, there was quite a few. To me, Stockholm was just like, what was wild was because I did it before with the Roots like about 5 years ago. And the same turnout that I had with the Roots was the same turnout for my solo.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, you know, it was the same spot, it was like 200 people, but it was like packed from the stage to the door of the hotel, because the venue was inside a hotel, which was actually pretty cool because they got a little stage there and a bar, and you know, they like the whole lobby turns into this whole other world, and it was packed in there, and it was a good turnout. People loved the show.
Yeah, to stumble too far.
No, I didn't. I mean, like right after I finished performing, I went upstairs to go get my T-shirt and change, and as soon as I came back downstairs, like more than half the crowd was gone.
Really?
Yeah, because they only came out to see the show, and they rolled right out.
It was like extended hotel, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. So it was great. You know what I mean? It was cool. Like less people to deal with and things of that nature. You know, because sometimes you know you could be in one of those tips where you didn't get any sleep, and all you really want to do is just get your shit and go to sleep. You know what I mean?
It's not worth being rude to someone.
No, exactly.